What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Young, Beautiful, Successful. It's a podcast about Ariana Grande, and I'm your host, Gabby. Last week's episode was all about 3435, and it was with my friend Emily, who is a writer, and we went through a bunch of different articles that she's written about Ariana, so it was really fun. Check that out if you haven't already. And this week is going to be all about Mariah's Magical Christmas special. This marks Mariah Carey and Ariana Grande's first time ever collaborating, and really Mariah's first time ever really acknowledging Ariana. So we're going to get into all of that, give you a ton of holiday music recommendations, and that is with my friend Dan. He's back on the podcast. You know him well from a few other episodes this year, so I was really excited to catch up with him this week. As always, make sure to smash that subscribe or follow button wherever you're listening, and to follow at Ariana Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. I think some of you are probably new listeners from TikTok. I started the TikTok over the last few weeks. It's been really fun. We've grown it to 2,000 followers. So thank you guys so much. And it's crazy. The 2-year anniversary of the podcast is this month, and truly joining TikTok is one of my biggest pieces of advice for a podcast or for any business, just because the scale of TikTok can grow followers really quickly. So I definitely recommend it to any aspiring podcasters out there. I do want to run through a few quick pieces of Ariana Grande news before we get into our topic for the day. The biggest news, I would say, is that Victoria Monet is pregnant. Victoria Monet, in case you forgot, is Ariana Grande's bestie and frequent collaborator, songwriter, who has been with her since the beginning. And I think it was a pretty big surprise that she's pregnant, but she is expecting a child with actually the co-star from her Moment music video. He's at Gains by Gains on Instagram. You can find him, and I'm very happy for her. It's really exciting, huge announcement. And the next piece of news is that officially today, after so many months of speculation, the Sweetener tour movie is coming to Netflix. It's probably going to be this month is what we're guessing, but it was officially confirmed on Twitter today. Ariana posted photos of the Sweetener tour and tagged Netflix. Netflix responded and retweeted and everything. So I would say it is confirmed, and the fans are guessing that it's going to come out December 22nd, which is the anniversary of the final day of the tour. So we'll see. I'm very excited for that, and there will definitely be an episode about that after that finally comes out. Okay, so without further ado, I'm going to play Moment to celebrate Victoria Monet's pregnancy, and then we'll get straight into the conversation with Dan. So when it comes to the divas, there's only one person I can call. Today, Dan is back. Welcome.
Hello, listeners. Hello, friends of the pod. How are you? I'm so happy to be back. Thank you, Gabby, for having me yet again.
Of course. So yeah, last time you were here, we were doing the epic Rain On Me episode. And since then, Rain On Me was just nominated for a Grammy.
Not enough, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. What did you think of all the... So Gaga had some nominations, probably not as many as...
Expected. I feel like the Academy has like such a hard on for her that I was genuinely shocked. But I also think that like, because I thought that Rain On Me would get like a big 4 nod, because I do think it was like one of the biggest moments like pop culturally this year.
Yeah.
Like in a thank you next kind of way. So I was kind of expecting a big 4 for that. Chromatica, I was kind of expecting an album nod, but I didn't expect it to get it by any stretch. But honestly, I think it's just kind of a symptom of how fierce of a year we had for pop music.
Yeah.
It's like you had, you know, Harry Styles, Gaga, Dua Lipa, like you had all these people. So it's like, there's only 1 to 2 pop albums that are going to make it into those big categories. So, you know, like at the end of the day, award shows are all a crock of shit anyway. It's just nice when, it's your fave that's winning, but Shallow is still the most awarded song of all time. So
crazy.
You know,
that I'm is content. So crazy to think about.
I've eaten very well over the years, so I can't sit here and be mad.
Okay, so I brought Dan on today to discuss the Mariah's Magical Christmas special. This is Ariana and Mariah's first time collaborating, and as all of you know, Dan and I are both pop culture historians, so we're going to get started just talking a little bit about Mariah and Ariana's history. So Ariana has always been a Mariah stan. Ariana covered Emotions on her YouTube. And this is kind of what sprung all of the, oh my gosh, Ariana's the next Mariah. She's the new Mariah, because she was able to do the whistle tones, which Mariah kind of made iconic. And allegedly, Nick Cannon, who's Mariah's ex-husband, for those who don't know, he says that as soon Mariah saw the cover and liked the cover, but as soon as people were like, Ariana's the new Mariah or the next Mariah, that's when Mariah was like, no. This is not happening. There's only one Mariah.
This little girl is dope and she loves you. She just, you know, wants to meet you. And she was, and she looked at the video and she's like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? And then one, this is what Mariah hates. And Ariana made the cardinal mistake of saying, you know, or I don't even know if it was her. Some, it was associated as like the next or the new Mariah Carey. She's like, the fuck does that mean? Like, I'm the Mariah Carey. Why do you need another one? Why do you need the next one? Why do you need a new one?
I'm still here, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm still hitting these notes. I'm still making these hits.
I don't know if you've seen, Dan, there's the iconic Andy Cohen, I don't know her moment.
Well, here's what, we're gonna find out who else Mariah is and is not familiar with as we play Does She Know Her? What about Ariana Grande? Do you know her?
No.
Okay, you don't know her. Is she? When I looked at her early in the career, I thought, wow, this is kind of an homage to Mariah a little bit. Did you feel that?
I don't know when early in the career was.
I don't know, a couple of years ago. A couple of years, I don't know. When she came out, I was like, wow.
It's but a... I don't know. I really don't. Honestly, I'm not familiar. I listen to hip hop more than I listen to pop music. What
Fierce.
Of course, Mariah's done Fierce. That with a few people, but basically, I think Andy's like showing photos of different celebrities and Mariah's like, no, never met her or something. Just
because like J-Lo. When that moment happened, because the original one was with J-Lo.
Right.
Which also, I did not know this. So I read her book, which is phenomenal. Anybody who has read it, you should. It is so good. Like I already kind of was a lamb, but now I'm like a full-fledged lamb.
Okay, great.
So Mariah kind of has beef with J-Lo because so Mariah was on Sony under Tommy Mottola and they had their whole marriage and like that whole ordeal. So when Mariah left, and it's like the part of the book where she talks about Glitter, because a lot of shit was happening in her career, like right when Glitter came out, and like is a big reason why it was such a failed project. But so for Loverboy, the lead single off of Glitter, she was going to sample some song, but it's the song that J-Lo samples in I'm Real. So what happened was, is that Mariah fought for those rights, but then Tommy found out and got it on J-Lo's song first, and it was, like, super popular, so Mariah couldn't use it. So on the rarities, the original version with that sample is on there, and it is much better. So Mariah, she doesn't actually, she says, some female artist who I do not know. She doesn't even say her name. And then at the end, and she goes, and trust and believe, I'm real. Like, she, like leaves hints to the song, and, like, I like J-Lo, especially, like, early J-Lo.
Yeah.
The book, and then also, I would highly recommend the Audible version because she reads it and she'll like randomly riff. She'll like randomly riff, and like she in the prelude, she legit says, "I don't acknowledge time. I only live festive moment to festive moment." And I was like, "I got my money's worth." But yeah, so like that's the thing that I don't know, like I don't know her.
Right.
It kind of originated with J-Lo, but allegedly she was like, no, I just really don't know her. So I'm not going to sit here and talk about her. I don't know her. Like she just, everything that she says is so effortlessly shady when she isn't even trying to be, but it's so funny. Like she's just a Stan Twitter treasure. Truly.
She really is. She really
is. So that's my long rant about, I don't know her.
So basically the reason I wanted to have that context is that since then there's kind of been, I don't know if you've seen on Stan Twitter, there's always kind of like some Lam Ariana fans, like some beef or just like conversations about, because obviously Mariah, one of the greatest female songwriters ever, I would say songwriters period.
Yeah, I was going to say songwriters period.
And has the most number one hits of anyone. And Ariana is not there yet. I think it'd be really hard to top, I think, 18, 19 number one hits.
She has 19. If Oh Santa goes number one, it'll be her 20th. She's been number one in 4 decades. And I think she's the number one, the person who has most number ones for a single artist. And then overall, I think the Beatles have like somewhere in the low 20s.
Yeah.
But she recently beat Elvis.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's insane.
So
Mariah, one of the greatest ever, and I just never really expected that Ariana and Mariah would collab after everything.
That it was surprising, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, honestly, I'm more surprised that Mariah did it because I was watching with my mom.
Okay. I watched with my parents too.
She was like, I'm surprised Ariana did this because she's not front and center. And I was like, oh, no. It's the other way around. I'm surprised Mariah did it because she has these two, like J-Hud too, powerhouse vocalists. Mm-hmm. Given when when Mariah and Ari were doing the whistle toast and J-Hud was just sitting there like, But I was surprised that Mariah was going to be that open to the idea of having somebody who has the opportunity to outshine her, to be honest. Because like, obviously Mariah's older now. She doesn't have the same voice that she did because she's been, you know, hitting those whistle tones since 1990 and before then. But I do think that it was a really great move for her because like she has to stay relevant. And at the end of the day, like Mariah is not, I don't want to say not current because obviously All I Want for Christmas Is You is like the Christmas song, but like, she's in like the major leagues. Like she's in that upper echelon of been there, done that. Like she's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
And Ari's kind of the opposite. She's like really in the, you know, prime, real stride of her career and her, you know, she's getting number ones left and right, even if she just breathes on a song. So, and Mariah was very, you know, there were a lot of similarities there in the early parts of her career.
Definitely.
So there are a lot of similarities, but I'm glad that she decided to not pull a Madonna and like embrace younger artists and younger talent, because I think not only is it better for like Ari's sake, getting kind of like this blessing from a living legend, but also it's better for Mariah's career because there are probably plenty of Ariana stans who barely know anything Mariah's done because they're not old enough. Because honestly, even like one of Mariah's like considered her magnum opus was Butterfly, and that came out in 1997. That was the year I was fucking born. Like, so even me, it's like to be a lamb, like I'm kind of on the younger side, but I think, I was glad that she did it, and I think that she is doing her best to kind of stay current and be like, no, I am still very relevant today, and I still got it.
Yeah, definitely. So we kind of talked about Oh Santa a little bit, but let's talk about – we'll get back to that. We'll talk about the special. I guess just overall thoughts about the special. I thought it was interesting that when I was watching it with my parents – I felt like they were kind of talking about how Christmas specials were so common when they were younger. And it does kind of feel like this retro thing, like this music Christmas special, but it almost feels like streaming services are bringing them back just because it's like an easy thing to market. I remember Kacey Musgraves did her Christmas special on Amazon.
On Amazon Prime last year.
So I was wondering kind of your general thoughts on the special overall. It was very cute.
So obviously, it was, like, super corny, but, like, it's supposed to be.
Very corny.
So, it's, like, really cringe and, like, ridiculous, but, like, it's, like, camp. Like, you have to, like, embrace it. I like the trend because, like, I think and you and I have kind of discussed this off pod before, but I think because of social media everything that somebody does is kind of through Instagram or stories, or like they kind of are the ones tailoring their image and the way they come off to other people. And what I like about these Christmas specials is that it's a way to do it and make it more of a moment where it's like everybody was like, oh, I'm going to watch Mariah's Christmas special. Like it's a way to do a body of work. And I think with these streaming services, it's a way to do it with increased budget or less restrictions than it would be on like an MTV or an ABC or, you know, like broadcast television.
Right.
So I think it provides a set of tools that weren't necessarily available before, if that makes sense. And I am glad that somebody like Mariah, who is honestly at this point known more for Christmas than the rest of her songs sometimes, depending on who you ask, was able to do this, because I think it made a lot of sense. And even like Kacey Musgraves, she has a Christmas album that's actually pretty good. And I think in terms of like country Christmas, it's like pretty famous. And hers I also really enjoy. She's just fun. But no, I like the trend. I like Gaga did the Thanksgiving specials a couple years back, and like those were a lot of fun, but it was like, I would love to see what she could do with like a Netflix and HBO Max, you know, something like that.
Run up the budget.
Cause I think I think you can use more budget. You can be more creative. You can be, you know, maybe even a little more controversial. And plus, I love that Gaga did a Thanksgiving special, because, like, who the fuck does that?
Yeah, it's so true.
Like, everybody does the Christmas special or whatever, or a New Year's thing or whatever. And Gaga was like, uh-oh, Thanksgiving. but no, I really liked it. Like, it was mad corny and, you know, whatever. But I think the songs were really fun. The cameos were great. Like, Tiffany Haddish reading a book.
Yeah, it's cute.
You love to see it, especially when she's bald. But yeah, I like the trend. I think it's fun. At some point, I'm sure it's going to become overexposed. But I think for legends, especially holiday legends like Mariah herself, this was like overdue. I was like, when I was thinking about it, I was shocked it hasn't been done prior. But I also think that All I Want for Christmas Is You and her kind of blueprint on the holidays only seems to get stronger year after year.
So true.
But regardless, I'm happy it happened. And I think it's a fun trend. I think it's giving fans and stans more content that we haven't really been seeing in the last 10 years or so, thanks to the rise in streaming services and, you know, quote unquote premium subscription content like OnlyFans.
Ooh, interesting. definitely. So let's talk about Osana now. We talked about it a little bit already, but it was interesting. Okay, first of all, the way this performance was shot, at first it almost looked like they could have recorded it all separately because they were so spread apart. And
at
it was
one point, Mariah touches Jennifer Hudson, and I was like, oh, okay, they're in the same room. Cute.
Exactly. Okay, I thought the exact same thing. That's the only moment where they, Mariah touches Jennifer Hudson's shoulder. That's the only moment that they're touching, and they're all spread out, and it's almost some of like the dancing. I guess because they're performing with no audience, it may be a little bit weird, but I was kind of like, are they even together? Like, are they interacting with no one? And that's why some of this, like, Ariana's kind of dancing and it was like a little awkward.
I mean, whenever she dances, it's a little awkward.
That's true.
Mariah, too. Mariah's also not a dancer.
Yeah. So I was kind of interested about that. I was like, were they really together? And also, I haven't found a single photo of them on set together, except there's a photo of their three chairs. But I don't know.
I mean, anybody could have put those three chairs there. That's suspicious.
So
I at least hope they were together.
Yeah.
I think they were. I mean, like, especially, well, because even recording that, like, I wonder if they recorded it separately and, like, how difficult that was. Like, especially doing, like, like harmonizing and stuff that can't be easy to do in separate rooms.
Yeah, definitely. It's interesting.
I do think that Ariana's lip gloss in the video should have an executive producer credit.
Oh, I need to look back at it.
The first thing I was like, oh my God, her lips are like so glossy and lovely. And especially that like, the outfits in that video are so cute.
Yeah, they like all that, have really cute like
that rich green. Mm-hmm. Oh, fierce.
So good. So good. So they started the song, obviously, Mariah's like front and center, and then Ariana and Jay Hood are kind of in backup singer like position. I kind of felt like Ariana's voice sounds so soft compared to both of them, and I didn't really feel like Ariana got her chance to shine until the whistle notes. I almost felt like Jennifer was kind of stealing the show a little bit, just because she had a few moments that were really powerful with her voice. It was great seeing three. They're kind of like the biggest vocalists of this generation. So that was really exciting.
Yeah, I think Ari was kind of shitting a brick. My mom even noticed that. She was like, she looked really nervous. I was like, she probably fucking is.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Like, especially because of the beef that we talked about earlier. Yeah. I think it's like, oh, I finally got the call to do this. Like, she's extending an olive branch. Like, I can't fuck this up. I can't outshine her. Like, I'm here to support her. Which I think also, like, because even when you look at, like, Rain On Me, like, her and Gaga are much more equal than Ari and Mariah are.
Yeah.
I mean, Mariah has been number one in 4 decades.
So true. Like,
you know, she's that girl.
Yeah.
But I think that Ari was nervous. Because even Jennifer Hudson, like, she's not like a pop girl, you know, like she's a fierce vocalist and very talented and all that stuff, but they're not necessarily in competition with each other, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think Ari purposely was like, I'm going to downplay this, but then they did the whistle note because they know everybody would live for that.
Right, totally. No, yeah, it's interesting. Well, first of all, you brought up kind of Jennifer Hudson, who she's known as this super famous vocalist, obviously Oscar winner. But yeah, she hasn't really had her big pop breakout moment besides Dreamgirls.
Yeah.
And
when she had the Sex and the City movie cameo. Fierce.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. That was so cute. I actually love that movie. And about Ariana, yeah, she can't. There's a book, 38 Laws of Power, 48 Laws of Power or something. One of the laws is you never outshine your master. She wasn't going to outshine.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mariah actually talks about when she did VH1 Divas Live. Shout out to Viacom CBS. And it was for Aretha Franklin. And they had, it was like Mariah, Celine Dion, Gloria Estefan. I think there's one other diva, but I can't remember who it was. Anyway, Mariah was like, I was so honored that I was sitting there. Oh, it was Diana Ross. Mariah was like, I was so honored just to be there. And she was like, one of the divas, who I will not name, outshined Aretha. And I went to talk to Patti LaBelle about it. And she goes, I know you wouldn't do nothing like that, Mariah. And it was probably, I watched it back and it was probably Celine Dion, where it was like, she was trying to do like a sing-off with Aretha Franklin. And Mariah was like, you don't do that. Like, that's... Like, we're honoring her, and if she wanted to, she would wipe the floor with you. She just doesn't want to be bothered.
That is a
but it, very it was interesting to see the the apprentice become the master in a way, because you know Mariah is kind of the at that upper echelon now, where
so
Ariana had to sit there and be like, I can't step on her toes because I'll probably be red for it.
Definitely. Oh my gosh, that is so true. I also think Ariana, she gets nervous in a lot of her performances, her televised performances, actually. I think that's something that she's struggled with throughout her career, like being specifically when she's filming for TV. Because on stage or live, she's usually more comfortable. But when she's filming for TV, I find sometimes she'll get breathier or you can just tell she's nervous.
I mean, it makes sense because like on tour, it's like you rehearse the shit out of it, number one. And number two, you're in a room typically of a bunch of people who love you. So she could go in there and fart in a microphone and everybody would be like, oh, sorry, you know, whatever. Versus on TV, like, if you're going to get scrutinized, it's probably going to be for a televised performance. And especially with these divas and their singing voices, you have, like, one little, like, raspy note, and everybody's, like, on you for it. Which is, like, it's just fucking stupid.
Yeah,
but, you know, unfortunately, that's just what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just really cool to see them together. I also just love Mariah. She's so funny. Like, every single thing that she says just kills me. I also... little known fact about myself, the Peanuts Christmas is my favorite Christmas special and my favorite Christmas album. So the fact that Apple TV bought the rights to the Peanuts and then also had the Mariah crossover, I got my money's worth. I really enjoyed that moment where she like kisses CGI Woodstock fierce.
So cute.
So, and I saw some people on Twitter being like, oh, okay, it's a Peanuts crossover. Like, okay, whatever. And I was like, why do y'all need a hate? Like, that's excellence.
It was iconic. I actually watched the Peanuts special on its own after.
Yeah, no, it is literally my favorite. It is, like, it's shady. It's, like, very realistic. Like, it's just so funny. I think I enjoy it more as an adult than I did as a child.
No, totally. It totally holds up, like, how it was about Charlie Brown. He's, like, the commercialism of Christmas. And that was way back then. I was like, if he was in 2020, the commercialism of Christmas now.
When he's even, like, even my dog's gone commercial. Oh, it's just, it's so funny. Like, when he goes up to Violet, he's like, thanks for the Christmas card you sent me, Violet. And she's like, I didn't send you a Christmas card. And he's like, don't you know sarcasm when you hear it? I'm like, oh! Shade Queen. It's oh just God. It's so good. So, and then also I think like it is one of the most iconic Christmas albums because it's like it's very jazzy, like it's half jazz and half vocal, really. I own it on vinyl, thanks Urban Outfitters.
Oh,
not sponsored, fun. But yeah, I love A Peanuts Christmas. Like, it's my absolute favorite. I watch it multiple times every year. So the fact that there was a tie-in with Mariah, I mean, fierce, because she did a Peanuts Christmas medley on Merry Christmas, the number 2 You. It's called, I think it's literally called A Peanuts Christmas or some shit like that. But I kind of was expecting that anyway, because I knew that she really likes it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was glad that of all Christmas specials that got a big time nod, it was that one, because it's my favorite.
Love that. Okay, any last thoughts about the special or Osana? Before we move on,
I really wanted to go number one so she can get her 20th.
That'd be amazing.
But I don't know if it will be.
Yeah,
I think all I want for Christmas is You is going to go number one again.
I think it could go again too.
I think at this point it's going to be like a yearly. Oh, here it's December. It's number one again.
Yeah. Okay, so this time of year, of course, is December, time for Christmas music. What are some of your favorite pop holiday jams that you always go back to this time of year?
You know, it's such a slippery slope because pop Christmas songs are either the tea or they're like, come on, we get it. You have nothing else better to do. Classics include My Only Wish This Year by Miss Britney Jean Spears, which is finally available on streaming platforms. Hashtag Free Britney. So All I Want for Christmas Is You, obviously. Baby Please Come Home, also on the same album, Fierce. This Christmas by Christina Aguilera. That's fierce.
Oh, This Christmas is someone, a lot of people have done covers of that. So good.
Yeah, so good. I love Last Christmas, the OG one with George Michael. Well, I guess Wham, not just George Michael.
Right.
But that is one of my all-time favorites. Like, those 80s synths, so good. Like, it's really excellent, Cindy. And what other ones do I listen to a lot? I honestly really enjoyed Kacey Musgraves' Christmas special. I listened to that a lot. More specifically, Christmas Makes Me Cry. That's a good one. Glittery with Troye Sivan. That's a really good one.
Ooh,
and I'll Be Home for Christmas with Lana Del Rey, which usually I'm not the biggest Lana fan, but with a song like that, her vocals really shine.
Wow.
But yeah, I like Christmas albums, again, are like hit or miss. Like, the reason I think All I Want for Christmas Is You is what it is, that song sounds good all year round.
So true.
Like, it's about Christmas and it has like wintry vibes. But at the end of the day, it's a great pop song, regardless. Oh, I also have to do a nod because I'm here to Christmas and Chill.
Yes, that was going to be my next question. Do you like Christmas and Chill?
Yeah, I don't listen to it all that often. Like, obviously, Santa Tell Me is really good. The Santa Tell Me My Neck My Back remix, more specifically.
Oh my gosh, now I'm going to have to cut that. I'm going to have to play that for the audience.
So good. That one's really good. And then does she cover Last Christmas?
Yes. She has actually, Santa Tell Me was actually a single. And then she has a EP, lesser known EP called Christmas Kisses, where she does Last Christmas. And she also duets Santa Baby with Liz Gillies, who was her Victorious co-star. Yes. And then she has Christmas and Chill came later. So many artists have done Last Christmas. So I had
Taylor Swift too.
I did a poll. I was trying to get people to tell me their favorites on my personal social media. Do you have a specific favorite? Because I feel like truly every pop star has done a Last Christmas.
Of Last Christmas? Carly Rae Jepsen did it. That was really good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I also just love the original one so much.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to be a purist and say that. Like, I also love Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid. I love an 80s like Christmas power ballad, I guess. And then they did one like, I think 5 years ago, like 2015 or 2014, something like that, for like, you know, 20, 30 years, something like that. But yeah, I think Ari, it makes sense that she does so much Christmas stuff because like it really just makes sense with her voice.
Yeah.
I also like that she has done either singles here and there or an EP. I think that's a more, I think that's a wiser way of doing it.
Yeah, probably.
Because I think the Christmas album is like such a, like a cliche at this point. Like even Gaga, when she did a very Gaga holiday, it was like an EP and there was only one Christmas song, which was White Christmas, which is great. I listen to that one often. Didn't mention that in my little my little list earlier. I was like, I'm a bad stan. But that was really good because also it was like very jazzy. Like even I just bought a Cheek to Cheek vinyl and I've been listening to that because like jazz music in general.
I went to that tour with my grandma.
That's so fierce. I honestly wish I went. Like it kind of was legendary. But yeah, I really like listening to jazz music in general. I listen to a lot of Amy Winehouse during the holidays as well.
Oh, yeah.
They actually, her estate recently released her singing I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, which is really great.
Aw, yeah.
Santa Baby, of course. I didn't even mention Santa Baby. Both Eartha Kitt and Madonna.
Oh my gosh. You're naming all the hits. You're giving you're giving the listeners some music history.
It's really all I'm good for. I tell my parents, I was like, yeah, at noon I'm going on my friend's podcast to talk about Mariah's Christmas special. My dad's like, you're useless.
Oh my gosh.
It's like awesome. It's fun. And I think right now, in particular, you need to do that kind of either a Christmas special with the album, like Mariah's or Kacey Musgraves. Or I think you should do, you know, a slew of singles of either covers or maybe like an EP of like an original song and a couple other ones. Katy Perry has a Christmas song, Cozy Little Christmas. Never heard it.
Yeah,
and you know me, I'm able to read that too.
I don't know if I've heard it.
And like I see it advertised, like she has some partnership with Amazon where they're talking about it all the damn time. But I don't think I've ever heard it. I know a lot of people like the Kelly Clarkson Christmas song. Which name escapes me?
I have no idea.
I wanted to ask one more thing about the special. Did you notice that there were three kids when Mariah only has two?
Yes, I noticed that too. Okay, I was confused.
Who's the
about
third
that.
Kid?
Okay, I'm pulling up the IMDb.
Because I was like, is it supposed to be like a young Mariah? Like, is it her? Like, is it like a niece? Is it some? Like, I don't know. Because I know Rock and Roe were there.
Yeah,
kids,
Rock and Roe, I
formerly then babies.
Okay.
But I was like, who are these kids? And she even posted either on Instagram or Twitter a picture at the end where she's wearing like the cute Nutcracker corset holding her kids. And it's like this really cute moment. And you see the third girl in the background. And I'm like, who is she? I need to know.
Okay, wait. This is so weird. I pulled up the IMDb. Top billed is Mariah Monroe Cannon and Moroccan Cannon, which are her two kids. And then, I found the third girl. Michael Michelle Harris. Is she someone's? Wait, this is what, can you see? Michael
Michelle
Harris. Yeah,
that's fully her.
Okay, that's her. It says she was in Big Little Lies. Wait, she's like an actress. Okay.
Wait, does she play Zoe Kravitz's kid in Big Little Lies?
Oh, she must. Yeah. Okay.
She's
yeah.
Gorge.
Oh, wait, no. She plays young Bonnie. So she plays, is there a
Oh, young that? Zoe Kravitz. Yeah, it must be.
Okay. And then she's also in Mixed Dish.
Oh, and that makes sense. Mariah wrote the theme song for that show.
Oh, okay. Oh, so we solved it a little bit there. Okay.
Yeah, but we still don't know why she was there.
I thought that was so... Is she friends with Rock
Like, we know
Bro?
Who she is now, so, like, that's cute. But I'm like, why was she there? Like, we got no... Like, maybe they're friends? Like...
That's what it seems like.
Because I was like, it seems like it's her three kids. I was like, she only has two.
There was something, okay, so there's Rock and Roll, and then, yeah, the third girl, okay, we just found out her name, Michael Michelle. So she says something like, I can't be with my family for Christmas. I think she said something like that. And then Mariah gives her, like, the butterfly ornament to put on the tree, to, like, make her feel better.
Of course.
But yeah, that was also weird. Why was she with Mariah's family and not her family? I don't know.
That was honestly afterwards. I was watching it in the middle. I was like, she only has two kids. Like, who's this third girl? We got no explanation. It was like, you know, this only true lambs would be like, who is this girl?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was mad weird. I was like, I need to get to the bottom of this. I don't know. That was one of the main things coming into this. I was like, I need to discuss who this mystery girl is.
That is so funny. Okay, interesting. Mixed Dish theme song. Okay, wait, her character on Mixed Dish is Santa Monica? That's a long name.
Santa, boom.
Santa Monica Johnson.
That's her name. I don't know if maybe she got close with her kids and they're like our friends because Mariah like did the project with the, I don't know. But it does make sense, like, all of the lines connected.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. Well, we talked about everything. You gave everyone so much Christmas music that they have to listen to. Artists that I didn't even know had Christmas music. I think the only one that you didn't mention, and I don't know if you have thoughts, but the Justin Bieber Christmas album, Mistletoe. Iconic.
And he even features on Merry Christmas the number 2 You.
Oh, with Mariah?
Yes. Oh. I forget. Let me see. I forget which song it was. Because honestly, that Christmas album was a bit of a like a marketing ploy. But it gave us the compilation of Mariah saying how festive she is. NSYNC, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. That's another classic.
Oh my gosh,
classic.
Of course. Absolutely.
That one's so good. They were my first concert.
Oh, I love that.
Also, can we talk about how fierce it is that Mariah on Apple Music not only has Mariah Carey essentials, but Mariah Holiday essentials?
Oh my gosh. So fierce.
Like who else has that kind of power? I don't know. Let me see the track list. Because All I Want for Merry Christmas to You has All I Want for Christmas is You, the extra festive version. She also has a collab with her mother, who is an opera singer.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's not on here, but I know for a fact they did something for a Christmas song. I'm not mistaken, right?
Who and who?
Mariah and Justin Bieber.
Let me see.
I feel like that definitely happened.
Okay, I'm Googling Mariah, Justin Bieber.
Christmas. I think it was on the extra festive version. Yeah. No, it's the super festive version.
Oh, there's a music video.
All yeah, it's on his Bebo too. Super festive version.
Wow, the more you know.
I mean, Justin Bieber, I just... what else is there to say?
Okay, fair enough.
I don't want to be a hater by any stretch, but he's never done it for me except for Beauty and a Beat. That song, she slaps. But yeah, I never really, I never really got into the gig with him. He kind of always has been like, I've always looked at him and been like, you just feel like a little like annoying punk. And he still kind of is to this day. So, you know, obviously, like, I think he has a great voice. He definitely has some quality songs out there. But, you know, am I going to listen to him when I can listen to my other divas? No. My Spotify and all of my, I think, or not my Spotify, because I don't have Spotify. I have Apple Music because I, you know, I'm a second class citizen. But all of my most listened to artists, I think it gives you the first, like, 20 of them, all women.
I love that.
I was like, oh, fierce. Mariah and Ari were on that list for me.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. I feel like we talked about everything. So all that's left is just, Dan, where can the people find you?
Where can't they find me? I'm everywhere. you can find me on Instagram. I am at danmckenna.jpeg or .jpg. I don't even know my own Instagram handle. that's a lot of fun. You can also follow me on Twitter at @gay_trickery, where I am at my most comedic. Like last night, I tweeted something about Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends that made me laugh. And then you can also follow my own personal podcast, Gay Trickery Pod, on Instagram and wherever podcasts are found. I'm going to be doing a pop music 2020 recap in the next couple weeks with one of my good Judies. So keep an eye out for that.
Oh, definitely. I would definitely be listening to that.
Okay, also, congrats on your Spotify Wrapped for Podcasts.
Thank you.
You like really turned it out. I was like, I saw it. And I was like, oh my God, like how many countries?
I know, 56 countries. We're worldwide.
I know. And not just Canada.
I know. It's pretty crazy.
So congratulations. Much Thank deserved. You, Dan. I'm very thank happy and proud you. Of you.
Well, I appreciate you always supporting the podcast. Truly, it means so much to me. So thank you again for calling in. And I guess happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays. But, you know, we're going to chat soon, like when this year is finally fucking over.
Yes. Okay, yes. We will chat again soon. Okay, thank you again. Bye.
All right, bye.
Okay, I want to thank Dan again for calling in. Truly recommended so many great songs. I think I'm gonna have to make a playlist of all of the songs that he mentioned because he is just a pop music expert, and that is why I love having him on. So follow Dan. I'll put his info in the description, and remember to follow at Ariana Podcast on TikTok, on Instagram, on Twitter, and subscribe or follow wherever you're listening. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a 5-star review. It really helps me out. And I'll see you next time for another episode of Young, Beautiful, Successful. Bye. Peace. Girl, you're too, you're so young.